Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody.
Woo, Phil.
And welcome to our friends around the globe to this musical explosion on this edition.
There we go.
Of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Yes, we've got a full musical quotient, and
we're
about to put it in motion. And to help us do that, we've got Kevin and Tori and William, along with our in-studio guests, Gerald Wolf, Joe Bonzel, all ready to flip the musical switch at this spot, where the music is key and the chatter's for free. And on this international...
Life is good day. I don't care what they say. This will be a first-class day.
Oh, yeah. And sitting over here trying to tie his shoes, those are cowboy boots, Bill. It's our own Bill Gaither, the recent recipient of the annual I'm So Good, I'm Scary Award. Tell him who it is.
He's Bill. If you want a good day, just do it my way. Gaither.
There's that.
I love to help people have a good day, and my guest today will make everybody's day better. Larnell, Janet Paschal, the Isaacs, Whitley Phipps.
The vocal band will make it a good day, as will Jason Crabb, the Collingsworth family. William, it's going to be an A1 kind of day.
Yeah, push the button. Let's get on with the show. Here we go.
Oh, no better way to do that than an entire homecoming gang. Actually, this is going to be George Jantz.
Moses, weary of wandering, his task was nearly complete. The Lord said, let me show you a land where my people can rest their feet. But you, my servant, paid the price. You've been a shepherd to the weak. So go look down from this mountain and then come on home to me. Set me on the rock, Joshua. Let me view the promised land. Set me on the rock, Joshua. He delivered unto us by his mighty hand. Through the wilderness he led us. By his bountiful hand he fed us. Oh, won't you set me on the rock, Joshua? Let me gaze upon Israel's prize. For 7 days they did not speak. A mighty battle was at hand. God had told his children to go in and possess the land. On the seventh day, the seventh hour, the seventh time around, his holy purpose was fulfilled and the wall came a tumbling down. Set me on the rock, Joshua, let me view the promised land. Set me on the rock, Joshua. He delivered unto us by his mighty hand. Through the wilderness he led us. By his bountiful hand he fed us. Oh, won't you set me on the rock, Joshua? Let me gaze upon Israel's pride.
Now come in, honey. You sing one, Tony. Come in, honey, stand.
Where the lamb was led to the slaughter, and the stage already set. An eternal sacrifice was made, one for all the rest. Now the mercy seat is covered with the blood from his own hands. And the rock of ages took his place as the bridge between God and man.
Set me on the rock, Joshua. Let me view the promised land.
Won't you just
set me on the rock, Joshua? He delivered unto us by his mighty hand. Through the wilderness he led us. By his bountiful hand he fed us. Won't you set me on the rock, Joshua? Let me gaze upon Israel's pride. Set me on the rock, Joshua. Let me view the promised land. Set me on the rock, Joshua. He delivered unto us by his mighty hand. Through the wilderness he led us. By his bountiful hand he fed us. She's hit me on the rock, Joshua. And give you the promised land. Let me see the promised land.
George Johnson on Homecoming Radio. When he sings, we all smile. You notice that?
I tell you what, he brings a laugh, and he would often do that laugh at the end of the tunes he was doing, which he did there, and it's always fun to hear. Here's a vocal band doing a tune that I think my son had something to do in writing, and probably my son-in-law, and I know Suzanne did the lyric. I'm gonna love like I'm leaving, give like. Well, here it is. You'll love it.
Give more than I'm receiving. Laugh until it takes my breath away. I'm gonna say what needs saying, pray what needs praying. I'm gonna love like I'm leaving today. I'm gonna love like I'm leaving. Give more than I'm receiving. Laugh until it takes my breath away. I'm gonna say what he's saying, pray what he's praying. I'm gonna love like I'm leaving today.
I'm gonna listen like I mean it, spend a little more time, hold the ones I love longer, slow down and unwind. I'm gonna smile at a stranger, maybe make a new friend. Before the day is done, gonna dance in the sun and soak it on in.
I'm gonna love like I'm leaving, give more than I'm receiving, laugh until it takes my breath away. I'm gonna say what he's saying, pray what he's praying. I'm gonna love like I'm leaving today.
I'm gonna mend a few fences, go the extra mile.
Oh, lend a hand where it's needed, sit and talk for a while.
Take a stroll on a Sunday, long walk in the park.
I'm not gonna miss one thing.
Big, huge, humongous award this week. The National Association of Grocery Baggers meeting in the stock room of Mike's Meat Market in Manhasset, Maine has given us their annual Baggett Award. This would be only the second one, second to receiving the Nobel Prize for Literary Excellence. So in celebration of this prestigious award, here's the word of the day. Skyrenira.
Okay,
Skyrenira.
What?
Skiny era. Skiny era. Yeah,
the word is Skriniary.
Skriniary.
I'll help you with the pronunciations on these as well.
That's why you're here, bud.
Well, Skriniary is a real estate term that I grew up hearing in Kentucky, southern Kentucky. My dear old dad, I'll never forget it. He marked off some landfill in the back acreage there, gave each member of the family a lot. And when he got to me, you guessed it, all that was left was the drainage ditch. Turned to me and he said, sad. Son, this Skriniary is going to be yours. Good luck. Is that right? Real estate term, Phil.
Incredible.
Can you hear me over there?
I can hear you.
Is that right?
I like it.
What's happening?
No, that's not it.
Oh, Bill,
what
you awake over there? What's happening?
Yeah, Bill doesn't know. But I do. And yeah. It's what it means is to keep records, as in to keep archives.
Okay.
Every museum has a person in charge of its Skriniary.
Aha.
Lardell Harris. Walls coming tumbling down.
All of a sudden, everything's gone crazy. You're all alone to figure it out. You've been crying because you think maybe the Lord has let you down. Come on now, you know better. Things may look bleak right now. You know the Lord is fighting for you. He'll come through somehow. Down. Whatever your face, God will turn it around. Oh, yes,
yes
he will.
Oh,
child, I know he
yes,
will. You just watch those walls come tumbling, tumbling down. We can learn from the men in the Bible. They knew that God would see them through. While other men kept on worshiping idols, they knew what God could do.
Like Moses at the Red Sea,
yeah.
Joshua and Jericho,
God did for them what he'll do again. I know you know it's so. Well, you just
watch those walls come tumbling down.
Whatever you're facing, God will turn it around. Yes, he will.
Here's Jenna Pascal, Hide Me, Sweet Rock of Ages.
Have you heard about a rock in a weary land who's a shelter in the time of storm? He's a sure foundation, he's a cornerstone, an anchor for the weary soul. If you're seeking shelter from the storms around you and you need new strength to endure, I'll step upon his promise, he's a rock of ages and his saving power is sure. Just cry, hide me to the storm. Prince of Peace, he's the bride and the morning star. He's a living water. He's a bread of life. He's a song for a broken heart. He's a loving Savior. He's a Lamb of God, Lord of lords and King of kings. He's a faithful Father watching over His children. Never slumbers, never sleeps. Just cry, hide me to the storms. I want you to hide me till I'm safe. Shelter in the time of storm.
Sweet rock of ages.
Sure foundation, the cornerstone.
Sweet rock of ages.
Oh, he's an anchor for the weary soul.
Oh, sweet rock of ages.
Let me hide myself in thee. Just cry, hide me to the storms. I want you to hide me till I'm safe.
Gerald, how are your folks doing over there in East Tennessee?
Well, they're doing great. I had supper with Mom and Dad last week.
Yeah.
And Dad and I were talking, and I said, Dad, do you remember the last time you and Mom had an argument?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah. He said, it was right before my hearing aid battery went dead.
Hey, here are two wonderful folks, Wilburn and Wilburn.
I done saw a mighty number way up in the middle of the air. I done saw a mighty number way in the middle of the air. Got to mighty move it. I done saw a mighty number way up in the middle of the air. I done saw a mighty number way in the middle of the air. Well, there were three gates in the east,
and there were
three gates in the west,
and there were
three gates in the north,
and there were
three gates in the south.
That's a total of
12 gates to the city, all square wide. Hallelujah. Got the mighty move that I done saw a mighty number
a moving
way up in the middle of the air. I done saw a mighty number
a moving
way in the middle of the air.
Well, John declared that he saw a man. He had 12 bright stars in his right hand. Well, his eyes flashed fire like the burning sun. Old John got scared and he wanted to run. Well, he wanted to run, but his feet wouldn't go, cause he felt the gospel cut like a two-edged sword. Then he heard a voice that said, John, you take a look, then read what you see, then you write it in a book.
I saw 12 angels in the east,
and there were
12 angels in the west,
and there were
12 angels in the north,
and there were
12 angels in the south.
That's a total of
48 angels in the city, four square wide. Hallelujah. Got the mighty move that I done saw a mighty number
a moving
way up in the middle of the air. I done saw a mighty number
a moving
way in the middle of the air.
I'll move over a little bit, son. Let me show you. Well, John declared that he saw a man. He held 12 bright stars in his right hand.
Well, his eyes flashed fire like a burning sun. Old John got scared and he wanted to run.
Well, he wanted to run, but his feet wouldn't go.
Come on.
He felt the gospel cut like a two-edged sword. And he heard a voice that said, John, you take a look,
then read what you see, then you're writing in a book. He saw 12 angels in the east,
and there were
12 angels in the west,
and there were
square one. Hallelujah.
Got to mighty knew that I done saw a mighty number.
A moving
way up in the middle of the end. I done saw a mighty number.
A moving
way in the middle of the end.
Willie Phipps is not only a great, great singer and a great, great communicator, but he has a wonderful ministry with the children of prisoners. And many times they are the forgotten folks of our culture. He has a heart for it and does it great. But here he is singing, Down by the Riverside, Willie Phipps.
I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside. Down by the riverside, down by the riverside. Gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside. Gonna study war no more. Well, I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Well, I ain't study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. I'm gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Gonna lay down my sword and shield down by the riverside. Gonna study war no more. Well, I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Well, I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. I'm gonna put on my long white robe down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I'm gonna put on my long white robe down by the riverside. Gonna study war no more. Starry crown down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. I'm gonna put on my starry crown down by the riverside. Gonna study war no more. Well, I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Well, I ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war no more. Ain't gonna study war. I'm not gonna study war. Ain't gonna study war no more.
All right, everybody, here's some much-appreciated notes left at homecomingradio.com by our friends.
Hey, I love the program. Hear you on KWFC in Springfield, Missouri,
yeah,
on my way to church. I also hear you online, and I can't tell you what your music means to me. It always blesses my soul. Please keep it up, and that's from Anonymous.
This one's from Teresa from Somewhere on the Road. She says, I listen to your show traveling down the road in my semi. When things are at their lowest, your music, wit, and humor, yes, even the word of the day, lifts me up. Keep it up. And that's Teresa.
I never miss the program. You make my Sundays special. My dad just retired from preaching after 47 years. Wow. He loves your music and laughter as I do. Blessings from Carolyn.
I love Tori.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, her presence adds some feminine class to the program. I had five brothers and I was the only girl, and I know how she must feel. I'll be seeing you soon in concert, Betty. We love your notes. Send them and we'll read them. Homecomingradio.com is all that you need to know. You know, Jesus was the original liberator of all people. Freedom. We love the word. Freedom from the past. Freedom from fear. Freedom from the unknown. What a wonderful word. I'm free. Listen.
So long, search for life's meaning. Enslaved by this world and my greed. Within the dark of my prison, and the ransom was paid. I was free. I'm free from the fear of tomorrow. I'm free from the guilt of the traded my shackles for a glorious song. I'm free, praise the Lord, free, free at last.
Once you experience real freedom, life is good here and forever. And we'll look forward to seeing you again next week.
And if you're cyber surfing during the week, pay us a visit at homecomingradio.com, where you can hear more of us online, check out the exciting Gaither videos, and leave us a note. Please do it now.
You can also find our concert schedule, and you can have some fun on our Facebook page. You can tweet, Twitter, Fritter, your layaway with us on homecomingradio.com.
Right. We salute all of our fine radio stations around the globe, and a couple in particular in Australia, the Rhema stations and the Vision Radio Network. Big networks, we appreciate you, and Radio 316 in Kenya, and the Live Radio Ministries in New Guinea.
Salute!
And Bill.
Yes.
Gloria has just called and wants you to take her out for dinner. I said you would. So say goodbye, Bill.
See you next week.
Well, it's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People often ask where they can find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com. Thanks for tuning our way, and until we meet again, I'm Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.